This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abba. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua, Maseches Nedarim, Daf Tes, Daf Ches Amud Aleph. We're continuing with the teachings of Rav Gidol Amarav. Rav Gidol Amarav said on Zayin Amud Beis, four lines in the bottom, that a Talmud Chacham could put himself into Chirem, and he could remove it himself. So Amar Rav Gidol Amarav, Minayin Shenishboen Lekayim Es HaMitzvah. How do you know that you could swear to fulfill a mitzvah? Let's say like this. I could wake up, I could say tonight, tomorrow, I swear I'm going to put on tefillin. Tomorrow, I swear I'm going to say Shema. How do I know I'm allowed to do that? Shenemar, like David HaMelech says, Nishbati, I swore, Va'akayema, and I fulfilled, Lishmar Mishpatei Tzidkecha, to guard your statutes. So David HaMelech says, I swore and I fulfilled to guard your statutes. So from there we learn out, you could swear to be Mekayim a mitzvah. So the Gemara says, what do you mean you could swear to be Mekayim a mitzvah? V'haloi mushba v'oimed mehar sinayhu. But you are already sworn, you're in a state of being sworn from Mount Sinai, where at Sinai every Jew swore to uphold and keep the Torah. Answers the Gemara, HaKamash Malon, the Chiddush of Reb Gidol is, Deshari Leila Inish Lezruzei Nafshe. A person is permitted to energize himself. Now, there's a question. Does that mean really the Shvua is Chal? And of course the Shvua is Chal. Because why not? Why can't you swear to fulfill a mitzvah? The Chiddush of Rav Gidol is even though ordinarily you're not allowed to swear, but to uphold a mitzvah you're allowed to swear. Even though usually observant people refrain from swearing to uphold and keep a mitzvah, you could commit yourself with a shvuah. Or, really the shvuah is not chal. And you could swear just to, so to speak, make yourself more committed to the shvuah. Let's see the Ran inside. Okay, this is a very interesting sugya. Says the Ran, on the fifth line, V'haloi mushva v'oimed mehar sinayhu. Ela kamash malan, says the Ran, mistabrali, it's logical to me, dahachi perusha. This is the meaning of the Gemara. Deme'ikara kosaka daitach. In the beginning, the Gemara thought, Rav Gidol asa lashmeina, that Rav Gidol is coming to teach, sheshvua chala al dvar mitzvah, that a shvua is chal on an item of a mitzvah. Kedvar harishus, just like you could swear you're going to eat a salami sandwich, you could swear that you're going to do a mitzvah. At first, the Gemara thought the chiddush of Rav Gidol is that the shvua is chal. Umuchachlan, and the Gemara proves that it's chal. Midachsiv, like the fact that David HaMelech said, Nishbati v'akayema, I swore and I fulfilled. So to that, the Gemara asks, Umishamachi Park, therefore the Gemara asks, V'aloi mushma v'oimedu, you already swore. Dahamut mochichon v'perk shvua shtayim basra. We know we could prove from the Gemara in Shavuos, Dahadachsiv lahara oy lahitiv, that when the Torah talks about swearing to do bad or to do good, that's bedvar harashus ksiv kra. That's regarding discretionary, v'loy bedvar mitzvah, and not mitzvah. So the Gemara at first thinks that the chiddush of Reb Gidol is that the shvua is chal. And that we prove from Nishbati v'akayema lishmar mishpatei tzidkecha. And the Gemara asks, why do I need that pasuk? What do you mean the shvua is chal? But a shvua is not effective on a dvar mitzvah. Because the shvua is only chal on a dvar rishus. So maybe you'll say, well, it's only chal on a dvar rishus to be chayiv to bring a karban if you violate the shvua. But it will be chal, meaning this din that it's not chal on a dvar mitzvah, is that if you don't fulfill a mitzvah, you won't have to bring a karban. It's not chal on a dvar mitzvah regarding chi of karban. But maybe, Rav Gidol's teaching, it is chal on a dvar mitzvah to violate lo yachal dvaroi. Says Gemara, v'chi tema, and if you're going to say hani mili le karban, that's only for karbanos. Dilehara oilahetiv, because to do bad or to do good, gabe karban ksiva, was said legabe karbanos. Aval bal yachel ika, afilu bedvar mitzvah, bal yachel there is even for dvar mitzvah. So maybe what Rav Gidol is saying is it's true, we have a drasha that shvua is not chal for a chiyuv. Maybe it's only not chal to obligate you a karban. But maybe what Rav Gidol is saying is it is chal that if you don't fulfill your oivra bal yachel, well then, why would he say that we learn it out from nishbati v'akayema, lishmar mishpatei tzidkacha? That pasuk doesn't show me anything that it's chal legabe bal yachel, imkein my nishbati v'akayema. This is what Rav Gidol should have said. Denehi de amita mitzvah me karban. True, a dvar mitzvah, a shvua wouldn't be chal to be chayv a karban. Lo yamita mi bal yachel, it would not be excluded from bal yachel. Kidechazinon hasam, like we see over there. But parak shvua shtayim basra. De milsa de lesa balav vehein. That something that is not no or a yes, inami bilahaba, damita mi karban, milahara oilahitiv, that is, meaning something that is not a no or a yes, or lahaba, is excluded from a karban from lahara oilahitiv. Velo yamita mi malkus, it's not excluded from malkus. And that we don't need a pasuk. Imkein ma'ika amar shenemar nishbati v'akayema. In other words, if what Rav Gidol is teaching is that a shvua is chal on a dvar mitzvah to be violating bal yachel, then why would he invoke the pasuk of nishbati v'akayema? And you know what the answer is? Umetartzinan, the Gemara answers, elaha kamash malan, that the chiddush of the Gemara of Rav Gidol is desharile lizruze nafshei, that he's allowed to make the shua to energize himself. Kaloimar, vaday lo itzrachaykra loimar. Certainly, that pasuk is not needed to say shehichala legabe bal yachel, that it's chal legabe bal yachel. We don't need the pasuk of nishbati v'akayema to say that the shua is chal to violate bal yachel. What we need the pasuk of nishbati v'akayema is to say it's a good thing to do. Elahachi kamar minayin shadavar hagunhu. How do you know it's proper lihishava to swear lekayim es hamitzvah vafilu kesherim, even kosher people shenimna mishvua, who usually refrain from shua nishban hein bekach, they make this kind of shua shenemar nishbati vakayema. We learn out from the pasuk of nishbati vakayema kolim sharei David oyoisakein. David would do this. So I learn from nishbati vakayema, not that the shvu is chal, but that it's an acceptable and recommended thing to do. But let's say you want to make sure you daven with the minyan. You could say, I swear I'm going to daven with the minyan. And that's okay. But the Gemara asks, V'aloi mushva v'mehar sinek kolaymar. Okay. The Gemara continues. V'amar, Rav Gidol Amar Rav. Rav Gidol said in the name of Rav. By the way, other Rishonim learn that the neder is nachal. It's taka nachal. And, the shua is nachal. But we learn out from Nishbati V'akayema that you could do it just to, so to speak, commit yourself. The Gemara. So you mean, how is it a committal?
What does it mean? Words, what you're not supposed to say, that are not supposed to say,
that are, what would it mean?
Not
Mm-hmm. Toysu says it's not considered saying Shem Shemayim Levatala. Meaning maybe you would say since it's not Chal, then you... I guess the Shvua is being said in the full form of a Shvua, where you swear by the name of Hashem, Shvua Lashem, that you're going to do this. So Taka the Shvua is Nachal. So then you would think, okay, then you're saying Hashem's name in vain. No, the Chiddush is, even though it's Nachal, it's still not considered saying Hashem's name in vain. Maybe that... It's what? It's still a Zuzei Nafshe. In other words, I guess that's why it's probably not saying Hashem's name in vain, because a person would be motivated by the fact that even though it's not Chal, he's still committed by the name of Hashem. Right. So, yeah. I mean, psychologically, you could hear why it would be motivated, why it would still motivate even though it's not Chal. Maybe the Chiddush is that motivation allows it to be considered not saying Shem Shemayim Levatala. Okay. Va'amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav. Rav Gidol said the name of Rav. Ha'aymer, one who says, Ashkim va'ashna perakzeh. I will wake up early and learn this parak. Ashna mesechta zu. I will learn this mesechta. Meaning a person says, I'm going to get up early and learn this parak. I'm going to get up early and learn this mesechta. Nadar gadol nadar leilokei Yisrael. A great vow he made for the God of Israel. Now, the first thing is, what do you mean a great nadar? There is no such nadar. If you make a nether, you're going to do something, it has no validity. A nether is an iser chifetz. A nether is when you say, that piece of bread is aser bahana. You can't make a nether to do something. There's something called tzedakah. You can make a nether of tzedakah. But there's no nether you're going to do a maisa. There's no concept of a nether on a maisa. So the Ran says on the last narrow line, the first wide line, that this is lav dafka. It's a shvuah. When we say neder gadol, neder aleleke, so it means a shvuah. And sometimes a shvuah is referred to as a neder. And the Gemara asks, why is it effective? What do you mean it's a great neder? You're already committed to learn this parak and learn this masechta. From Har Sinai, ve'ein shvuah chal al shvuah. So the shvuah is not chal. So here the Gemara says explicitly it's a shvuah, it's not a neder. Elamai, yes, even though it's chal, the chiddush is that you could be mezarez yourself, or even if it's not chal, the chiddush is you could be mezarez yourself. We already learned that chiddush. That was the first teaching of Rav Gidol. Says Gemara, my kamashon, what's the chiddush? Afilu zruze ba'alma, that you could even do it to motivate yourself. Hainu de Rav Gidol kamaisa, that was the first chiddush of Rav Gidol. Says Gemara, kamashon, the chiddush is, kivan di iboi patar navshe, since you could have exempted yourself. Bekriya shema shachris va'arvis, technically, instead of learning, you could have just said shema in the morning and the evening. Mishamhachi chayel shvua ale, therefore, the shvua is chal. Look at the Ran on the fifth wide line. What do you mean you could have exempted yourself with Kriya Shema? You're telling me that we don't have to learn Daf HaShavua? I could just daven Shachris and Mariv? I mean, then I could have, gone to PTA at a regular time. What do you mean that you could have exempted yourself? So one second. We have a lot of different Siddurim during the day. We do Mishnah Brura, we have other Shiurim, we have Daf HaShavua. What are we doing that for? Just say Shema. Shema. Even if you say with a lot of kavanah, it only takes a few minutes in the morning. A few minutes, that would free up a lot of time. What do you mean you could have exempted yourself with Kriya Shema Shachris V'Arvis? So the Ran says on the seventh line, Mistavra li de lav dafka de bahachi muftar. Lav dafka, you could really pater yourself from learning by just saying Shema. Sha'rei chayiv ka'odam lil moy tamid. Every Jew is chayiv to learn always, yoim v'layla, day and night, kefi koichoi, in accordance with one's energy. Va'amrinam perakam de kedushin tanarabanan vishinantam sheyu divrei toira mechudadim beficha shem yishalcha adam davar. Somebody asks you something, shaloi tegamgein v'tamerlei, you shouldn't stumble. Meaning, a Jew has to be familiar with Torah. Then when someone asks you a question, you don't say, hum, yum, bum, I gotta go now. Or, it's not a regular achas. You have to be able to answer fluently every question. And there's no way that you're gonna be able to do that by saying Shema in the morning at night. You have to learn in all your free time. So how could the Gemara says you could have exempted yourself, that the Shua is Chal, because you could have exempted yourself with Shachris and, with Krishna Shachris and Marav. This supports a chiddush shekasavti parak shvua shtayim in Basra that I said in Masech Teshuvas, that anything we learn out of a drasha, even though it's midai raisa, since it's not explicitly, you could swear not to do it. You're not bound by an oath to fulfill biblical things that are not explicit in the Chumash. The din that you can't swear to violate an Avera and it's not Chal is only something explicit in the Chumash. But if it's learnt out of a drasha, you could swear. Even though you say, what do you mean, weren't the Jews obligated to keep everything? The Ran says, El Mikan Raya, El Mikan Nirali Raya, Lamasha Kasati, Perk Shua Shtayim Basra, the chomidi da asim adrash, anything that's learned out of adrash, afil pishim in atayra, even though it's biblical, kivan de lesa mafurish bakra behedya, since it's not explicit in the pasuk, shvua chala alav. Bahacha over here, hachi kamrin, this is what we're saying. Kivan di boy pater navshe, since you could have exempted yourself, mimai de chsiv bakra behedya, by fulfilling that which it says in the pasuk explicitly, da hainu b'shach b'chacha uvkumecha b'kriyashima, shachris v'arvis, therefore the shvua is chal completely, afilu lekarban. The shvua is chal not only for bal yachel, meaning even the tzad, listen to this, even the tzad of the Ran before, that a shvua to fulfill a mitzvah is not even chal legabe bal yachel, here it would be chal not only that you would violate bal yachel if you don't fulfill it, it would be chal that you would even be chayiv a karban, because it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah you have to learn. It's learned out of a drasha. It's learned out of a drasha. It's not like you're sworn to do it. Next halacha: if you make up with your friend, come, let's have a chavrusa shaft, and you come and you say, you initiated Amar of Gidon Marav Ha'imel Chaver, someone says to his friend, Nashkim, let's wake up early. Vinishna Perek Zan, let's learn this Perek. Alav Lahashkim, it's upon him to be the one to wake up early. If you were the one who initiated the learning Seder, you need to show up first to the learning Seder. You initiated it, you said, let's do it, you need to be there first. You initiated in words, you need to initiate it in deed. Amrav Gidom Rav Omer Chaveroi. Someone says to his friend, Nashkim, let's get up early. Vinishna Perek Zen, learn this Perek. Olav Lahashkim. It's upon him to wake up early. Shenemar, Vayomer Eli, he said to him, Kum, get up, say El Habika, go out to the valley. Visham Adaber Oischa, and there I will speak with you. God says to Yecheskel, get up, go to the valley, I'll speak with you there. Va'etze El Habika, Yecheskel said, I went out to the valley. Vihine Shem Kvad Hashem Oimed, God was standing there already. Says the Ran, Olav Lahashkim, Mistabrali, it's logical to me, the Hachi Kamar, this is what Rav Gidol Merav is saying. Kivan Sha'amar, since he said, Nashkim, let's get up, Hare Kibel Olav, he accepted upon himself, Sheyehehu Ma'oirer B'davar, that he will be the one who initiates the act, Kishem Shehu Ma'oirer Me'achshav, just like he initiated the idea from now. B'tarti Kamashman, it's telling me two chidushim. Number one, Chada Dibikabala Ba'alma Lidvar Mitzvah, that merely accepting a mitzvah, Mahanya, it helps. Because wait a second, what did the guy say? He just said, let's get up early and learn. He didn't make a neder. He didn't take a shvua. So why does he even have to do it? If you say, let's do a mitzvah, you are bound to do the mitzvah. You're accepting upon yourself to do the mitzvah. Demayde Amrinon Hacha. What did he say over here? Lo Hisker. He didn't mention Lo Neder Lo Shvua. Vafil Hachi Nevertheless Bedibura BaAlma Sagi. But with words alone, it's sufficient. Dumya Demayde Amrinon. Similar to what we said. The Kabbalah Bechud Mahanya Letzdaka. Merely saying alone works for tzedaka. Kedachsiv, like it says, Beficha Zutzdaka. Vuadin Lachol Dvar Mitzvah. That's Chiddush number one. So you'll ask, the Ran was just soyser himself. I thought earlier he said that if somebody says, let's get up early, I'll get up early and learn. And when the Gemara says, neder gadol, the Ran says, no, it's not a neder. There's no concept of neder to do a mitzvah. So why over here is the Ran saying that Chiddush number one is, even though he didn't mention a neder, but just like you could pledge tzedakah with your mouth, so to l'chol dvar mitzvah. So then if it's like tzedakah, and a neder is like, and accepting to do a mitzvah is like tzedakah, then why did the Ran say before there's no concept of neder for a mitzvah? That's a big question on the Ran. The Kamashal Anami, second chiddush is the Olav Lahashkim. You have to be the one to get up first. Kida'avid Kutshabrichu, like the Almighty did. Okay. Amar Rav Yosef, Nidahu Bechaloim, Tzarch Yud Bnei Adam Lahatolai. If you were put in Cherem in a dream, you're going to need 10 people to be Matar you. Why? The Ran says, Lefisha Efshe Shebeshluchos Hamakam Nisnada. Maybe the guy who put you in Cherem was doing it on behalf of God. So therefore, Lefikach Tzarch Asar Latir, you need 10 to Matar you. Lahatiroi Sheshchina Imam. This way God will be among them. This is like what happened with Yosef, where Hashem joined in the Cherem not to reveal what happened to Yosef. Now it says the Gemara, these 10 people, v'hu detanu hilchasa, this is provided that they learn Gemara. Avol masnu, but if they learn Mishnayis v'loi tanu, they don't learn Gemara, loi. V'leka detanu hilchasa, if you don't have those who learn Gemara, afilu masnu, you could even use those who learn Mishnah and don't learn Gemara. Vileka, and if you don't have that, Lezel v'leisav aparshas drachim. Go sit on the crossroads. And v'yahav shalom alabayud. Say shalom to 10 people. And they're going to say to you, shalom. And those greetings, shalom, will protect you. If 10 people say peace unto you, that will protect you until you find 10 people who learn Gemara to get you out of the cherem. Ad demikli le asara degamri hilchasa, until you can find 10 people that get you out of, that learn halacha. So from this Gemara, I have a ha'ara. You see from here how chashuv it is for someone to greet you, shalom aleichem, or to say shalom. L'chara, that means, if you see someone in the morning, you should not say, hey, what's going on? Or you should say, you know, vas is nice, vas shaken, you know, manishma. You should say shalom aleichem because you're protecting the guy. Another thing is it a good idea to say good Shabbos? Isn't the original greeting Shabbos shalom umevayrach? Now, you say, but people are going to think you're out of your mind. That might be the case, but just pointing out what we lose out by not wishing by the Sfaradim, it's that they say Shabbat Shalom. So imagine you go to Shul, and after davening, you're now protected for like 5 months. You have, you know, 50 Sfaradim said to you Shabbat Shalom. You're good to go. But what is it going to do for you that, you know, some Ashkenaz said good Shabbos. I don't know. Just pointing out, unless Shabbos, good Shabbat, good, it's also, good also is a good bracha, you know? Good aches, good asik, I don't know. But good Shabbos, just pointing at, I don't know. By the way, the Ran has a different girsa here. The The Ran learns it's not you have to learn Gemara and not Mishnah. It's only if they teach Torah to others. They just learn on themselves. They're not as important. There are those who learn the Tanu Hilchasa that they learn Halacha Kolaymer Gemara. But if they learn Mishnayis, so there are two ways of learning it. Either it's Gemara as opposed to Mishnah, or it's teaching as opposed to learning. V'yahiv shlama lebe asara. You'll give shalom to 10 people. Mitachshi yashivu lo shalom. By them answering shalom, yaginu olav mina yisurin, or protect you from yisurin. So that would be like a segula for refuah. Go around giving shalom to people. And they say shalom, and he protects a person from yisurin. Ad mekal ne'asara. Amar le Rabbeinu Rav Ashi, Rabbeinu said to Rav Ashi, yada man shamte mahu d'ril shele. Let's say you see the guy in the dream. It's Yankel Friedman put you in cherem in the dream. You had a dream, Yankel Friedman put you in cherem. So it's true, he might be an agent of God. But now, maybe don't go in front of 10 people. Go to Yankel Friedman. Maybe he could get you out. If you saw the guy who put you cherem in the dream, why can't you go to him to get you out? Amar le Ravino Lavashi, yada man shamte, if you see who put you in cherem, mahu delishrile. Could he get you out? Amar le, he said to him, lishmute shav yishliach. He was made a shliach to put you in cherem. Lemishri le loy shav yishliach. Maybe he was never made a shliach from heaven to get you out. Rashi, the Ran says, v'yav yada man shanti ma'adul shule. Sharei kol mi shemanada. Anyone who in reality puts you in cherem v'yadul hater, he could get you out. Kedam minu perek v'lem galchen, like we say in Ma'id Katan. Zil agabe delishrilan. So if a guy in his waking state puts you in cherem, he could get you out. But here, where he just is a shliach in the dream, maybe he was only made a shliach to put you in, not to get you out. Amalei Rav Acha Rav Ashi, shamte v'shori lebechamamai. What if the guy put you in cherem and released you all in the same dream? Could you rely on his release in the dream? So Rav Ashi says, no. Amalei kishem shi evshe labar b'lei teven. Just like you can't have a grain without straw, kach yevshe lechalem b'lei dvar b'telem. So too, you cannot have a dream without dvar b'telem. Actually, we learned it from this week's parasha. Rashi in this week's parasha said that they didn't pay attention to Yosef's dream because he said, "Havoy navoy ani ve'imcha." Your mother's not alive. Rachel's not alive. How is she going to bow down to you? And Rashi says, "Well, that's not really a question because every dream has dvar b'telem in it." And anyway, it was referring to Bilah, who was, so to speak, the second mother to Yosef. Okay, Rabbi, so hold it over here, and tomorrow, hopefully, we can do regular time at 9:15. Daf Chasam Abayis. Okay, Agatanach, thank you for changing the schedule. Shkayach, good night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.